Sorry.
We're totally sorry, you jerks.
Yep.
Welcome back to the best podcast.
This side of the internet.
The My Downcast podcast. The best listening, as long as you don't have ears. We're back after like too long because.
Far too long.
We're too lazy, long. Fat buttheads. Yeah! Wow.
That's pretty much the extent of things. Yeah.
Indeed. I am Liam, also known as Cheese Fund.
I am Porchegg, also known as Porchegg.
I'm Will, also known as Nitrine.
And we are the My Downcast podcast! Today we're going to talk about Funky Fresh stuff from the past 6 years of gaming, because it's been a while.
Oh, man.
Before we get into
like sort of gaming and stuff like that, I just want to bring something up that, and maybe like anyone who's watching this can help verify our sort of...
Yeah, down in comments or write us an email. What's that email address, guys?
But the other day, actually, I'm going to open up now just in case we happen to have got mail in the last 8 years.
I don't think that's possible.
I don't think we've got mail. Will in the chat the other day sort of stated that quartz didn't contrast with
Nordic. Oh, here we go!
Stirred up a big sort of official discussion about whether it did or not.
It went on for numerous hours. So, what are you going to say to defend yourself?
I don't want to talk about this. We're not talking about this right now.
Bring it up. No. It's a touchy subject.
All I wanted to say was I did not like the way the nether brick and the quartz was claimed to be contrasting colors, because I felt that quartz was not the opposite color of nether brick, and everyone just had a fit. And
because you're wrong. That is the official statement.
Bullied
me.
Well,
just bullied me.
Okay.
Big bullies.
Well, if you don't know, we're from a Minecraft server, so Minecraft things are important to us, apparently. So when someone says quartz and netherrack don't contrast, a lot of people lose their crap.
yeah, a lot of people. Speaking of which, hey Liam, what is our Minecraft server called?
It is My Downtime server, and we're always looking for the new members. It's the best server. We do.
I didn't think of...
What?
You totally gotta think about the name.
I just wasn't expecting a question. I lost it, man. I don't get asked a lot of questions, ever. We're a vanilla survival server, I believe is the technical term. I'm the worst at Minecraft here. I really shouldn't be doing this. But,
if anybody wants to find out more information about My Downtime, we have a subreddit, and most of the information should be there. It's reddit.com/r/MyDowntime. No spaces, no caps.
We also have a forum post, so...
We do, yeah. That's linked in... That's in the subreddit, I think, as well, on the sidebar, I'm pretty sure. If it's not, then
I'll... funny you should bring that up, because I'm actually in the midst of working on a new application, because my old application video wasn't very clear. Like, the application video for others to submit applications wasn't very clear about what I was expecting in the video. So I'm going to make a new one, because we started a new season, so it's going to be much more clear about what you should put in the video and what we're really looking for. So but
in the YouTube description as well, the forum post will be linked, and all the links we talk about should be linked as well.
Yeah,
unless we forget,
be there.
In which case they won't be.
Unless I forget, I'm in charge of the YouTube situation.
Yeah.
I guess
I'm just trying to take the blame off of you.
Okay,
you're
okay,
just,
sorry.
Bunch of haters.
She's fun. A big dumb butthead. So speaking of contrast between the quartz and the nether brick, we're gonna cover some PS4 and Xbox stuff. Basically, it's going to be our opinions of PS4 and Xbox One so far. What you think's worked well, what you think sucks balls. Hit me. You guys don't have either of these consoles, so really I should
talk
about this. But.
Yeah, I don't have a PS4 or an Xbox, but I've played the PS4 at your house, and I've got to say, whilst like there isn't many games for it, so there isn't much to try out, the controller is just the nicest thing to hold.
It is.
So that's the only thing I can really say about either of them.
Well, I've seen the Xbox One in the works, too. Are we going to talk about that now, or are we going to save that for later?
What?
Talk about
the,
right now.
The discussion. Right now, okay.
Yeah, you want to go for it.
The thing is, I feel like the way we are in society today, everyone's making a big deal about like the littlest things. And this has to do with gaming. Definitely does. They're making a big deal about the littlest things because Americans, don't take offense to this, anybody, please. We're fat and lazy. Totally fat and lazy.
We didn't say that. It was completely
Night dream. Well, I said it.
Night dream. 100% Will.
100% me. Well, that's the what people view us as. And you know what? I think it's true. The Xbox One, its main selling point is you can turn it on from a different room. Why would you want to do that? I mean, I went over my friend's
definitely
house.
Definitely not video games.
I went over my friend's house a couple of months ago, and he was like selling it by saying, look, I can do this from the other room. I'm like, why would you want to do that? You have to go in the room to play it anyway. And then he's like, yeah, well, if I forget to turn it off, then I could just turn it off from a different room. Why don't you just remember to turn it off? I don't know.
Wouldn't like you'd like turn it off, and then you'd be like, did I turn it off? I don't know whether it worked or not. Then you'd have to go check it anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Voice controls, though, are the hypest thing. They push the voice controls like crazy. Like, everyone associates the Xbox One with voice controls. I can voice control my PS4.
They have that as well on it.
They have it as well. It's really cool. But like, awesome. Obviously, like Xbox, the commands are like Xbox, then the command. Whereas with PlayStation, when you want to turn it off, you go PlayStation Power, and it turns off. And it's the best phrase they could have possibly picked. It just drives me nuts.
Do you like fist bump at the same time?
Yeah,
surely you do.
You punch the air, and lightning bolts come out your fist.
Like, oh, that's
PlayStation
great.
Power, and then you can go about with your Vita and do the control your PS4 magic and stuff. So I want the PlayStation Vita so bad since I got
speaking
a PS4.
Of the Vita. I never had bought PlayStation Plus, but I'd always heard like really, really good things about it, and so
you heard really good things about it since you came to my house.
No, well, since you came to my house, but like beforehand, I've got people at work are always telling me that it's like super worth it, but I'm like, I don't know. But I finally like sort of for my birthday, I've had a PS Vita for a while, but I got PlayStation Plus, and there's just like it's been a month, and there's like four games now that I've got. They were all like on the same month, obviously, that I've wanted for a while, and they're just fantastic. And
yeah,
they
I
cost
told you
40
when I was
quid
at my house, like, I've been fanboying over PlayStation Plus like balls since I got it, but not on my PS4, which is strange because I got it from my PS4 so I could play it online. But like,
right.
I turned on my PlayStation 3 to see like what kind of games you could get, because obviously it's across platforms. And
you go
to your instant game collection. I paid like £40 for my year's subscription. And I've got like £120 worth of games.
It's
like
shit.
Driving me nuts.
It is super awesome. Yeah, it's like it's an unbelievably good service. I'm surprised that it exists, to be honest. Like, they could easily get away with doing something that's like giving away like just one game a month for the same like sort of price, and that would be sort of people would like not think twice about it. But they give away so much stuff; it's unbelievable.
Well, that's what they're doing with PS4 right now. Obviously, there's not a lot of games, so they can't give away a lot of stuff. But
I've noticed that as well. The game development is kind of slow.
Yeah, but speaking,
it's always
kind
of the same around.
Obviously, like, there's good games gonna come out eventually. Watch Dogs got pushed back, but I heard the other day. Well, you know, okay, I want to cover this quickly. We're gonna segue really fast into Twitch Plays Pokemon. Has anybody been aware of Twitch Plays Pokemon?
No,
yes, I know Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Okay, where
it angers me.
The chat basically barfs commands at Pokemon, and then Pokemon plays doing what they command it to do, right? Am I right?
Yes, okay. Like if you type up in the Twitch chat, your character will go up. The only problem is there's like 80,000 people on like a slow day trying to do the same thing all at once, and your character just spazzes about, and it's just, it's frustrating.
Yeah, it's silly, but it's funny, so and that's all that matters, okay? But since PS4 started Twitch compatibility, there's a certain level of interactivity that can be implied through like Twitch. And there's an indie horror game coming out, same sort of like idea as Outlast, I guess, but it's like randomly generated horror environments. Have you heard about this, anyone?
I've heard about the feature, but I've not heard about the game.
I forgot what the name of the game is. Everyone's gonna kill me for this crap.
The internet.
Basically, it's a randomly generated horror game, next gen, where you can stream it, and the audience has control over what can happen to you, but you don't
oh,
know.
Oh, that's crazy.
That is cool. And when that comes out, I'll probably definitely be getting it and streaming it, even though I hate scary games, but the fact that they can control what's happening in the situation, apparently, they're working on that. So, oh my god, it's actually insane.
I just looked it up. The game is called Daylight, and it's made by Zombie Studios.
Yeah. If they do that right, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Although, if you're in, like, a... I don't understand how it would work, because if you're in, like, a... If you were, like, a big YouTuber, and you had, like, I don't know, say, 5,000 people watching you, and...
Like we always do, I mean...
Yeah, like we always do. Yeah, you know, yeah. 5,000
That's, like, normal for us. That's average.
Yeah, average. Anyway, would this chat just not constantly spam, like, the scary bits?
The thing is, I'm not sure if they do it through chat, or if they do it through commands, but they definitely said they're putting limits on it.
Okay.
They said they're going to put limits on... what they can do, when they can do it, and they said that also every so often they might change the commands to keep the people who are watching on their toes as well.
They could also put in a voting system, like, so that you're saying 5,000 people are going to try and choose all bunch of different things, and then it's like all going to happen at once. What if they just, you know, vote for option A, B, C, or D, and then a certain amount of people will vote for B, and B will happen.
Well, yeah. Either like way, that. It's like a really cool idea.
It's a great idea.
And I know it's coming to PlayStation 4. I've heard it's coming to PlayStation 4, so I'll be getting that. Also, another thing is it tries to predict the moment you'll be most scared and takes a photo of you if you've got a PlayStation camera plugged in.
So, that is excellent.
That's awesome.
It's basically just a big troll game for trolly trollsons, but
oh, man. It's good. I'll definitely watch. I will never play that.
I'll take the punch for the team. You guys can watch me play it and
take
poop
the punch for the team.
I believe that's the phrase, right? Take the punch for the team.
I guess so.
Yeah. I think it was Dumbledore that said that, wasn't it?
Any games that you guys are looking forward to?
Dumbledore did not say that.
Dumbledore did say that. to everyone.
games
My
downtime
UFC
to.
Season 1. Go. Go.
You know who also said that? Vin Diesel says that all the time.
He does.
Yes, he does.
Clearly.
Vin Diesel says lots of things. Okay. He's a wise man.
Guys, getting off track. Vin Diesel news comes later. Everybody knows that segment. But what games are you guys looking forward to? Whether it's like next gen consoles or just games in general. Go hit me.
Obviously, Titanfall. Coming out. I can't wait. I played the beta. I have a... This is something I'll probably get a lot of hate for, just like this stupid quartz and netherbrick discussion. I feel like a lot of the shooter games are pretty similar, and maybe some people agree with me, but Titanfall seems like just any other shooter game to me. But I mean, sure, you get the difference is you got like a little robot that helps you, but
a little robot. It's a giant. Man.
It's a giant robot. All right, whatever. But to me, instead of getting like a tank or a helicopter, you get a giant robot that, you know, picks you up and puts you in the cockpit, and then you can either control him with a little, well, he's like AI controlled, or you can control him yourself. But I mean, other than that, it's pretty much just like any other shooter. But you could say that.
I thought the same as you. Like, I completely ignored Titanfall's existence. Like, completely. Like, I was just like, Titanfall, heard that game name. It's a shooter, don't even care. Wow, you're a robot, big deal. And then like slowly I heard more news, like they've limited like the player count. How many players is it? It's like
six
players. And I was like, ah, well, that kind of interests me that they're not just going like, we need the most players we can on the battlefield, we need like thousands of people. So I was like, okay, that interested me, I'm still not going to check it out. And then when all the beta footage came out, like, my mind kind of exploded a little bit, because all of the, like, cinematic gameplay, like, you can watch, like, a Let's Play of that, and, like, I'm not even looking at what the person's playing, I'm looking at everything going on around them, because everything just looks so cool, like, all the animations are perfect, and, like, oh, it just looks good. That
Coming from someone who's played the beta, it really is graphically amazing. Like, everything, Jay described it as, you know, everything I do makes me feel like a badass because it just looks so cool.
Yeah.
And he's right. Yeah, the graphics they did a great job with, and all the cinematic stuff that they have when you're fighting, it's perfect. And even the tutorial I enjoyed because it was just so much fun to play.
I'm not completely sold on it yet, but from what people have said, it's really, really good. So I don't know, maybe... I'll be watching more streams and look at some more stuff, but I'm not going to buy it at launch, I don't think.
So why did you make it an Xbox One game? Bring it out on PS4.
Is it only for Xbox One?
They're not
One?
Bringing it out on PS4, and I was like, I'm not getting that on PC. My computer can't handle that.
Oh, it sucks.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Gonna have to miss out on that one.
I mean, you could try it. I'm pretty sure they're gonna have more betas before it comes out, so just try. They'll definitely do more stress tests, so...
Yeah.
If they have a split-screen line, just come over and we'll tear it up and annihilate everybody.
Just, like, I'm a console gamer. I'm not good at PC controls. Like, I like having a controller. I like the PlayStation 4 controller. Just give me games on my PS4 already. Just all of them.
Speaking of controls, this isn't in our, like, on our topic list, but for my birthday, I got a Logitech G13, like, gamepad thing. Ooh. Which is like a kind of set. It's not like a keyboard. It's just like a bunch of buttons, and it's got a joystick, and you can program everything to be anything. Right. And when I first got it, I set it up to be like WASD, as you would with normal a normal keyboard. But then I changed it so that my movement controls in like almost every game is the joystick, which means that I'm only using one finger for like moving around, and it's just so good to have all like four fingers to control commands, especially when you're playing MMOs or shooters or games that require having lots of buttons at once.
Yeah, it's awesome. Also, really like God, segueing all over the place today. The Valve, the Steambox controller changed a while back. It's been a while since we've done this podcast, but
it has, yeah.
What are you talking about? We just did this yesterday.
The buttons, they've moved the buttons or something. They've changed it again. Basically, it's just going to keep changing. I didn't really pay much attention to it, but it's not the same as it once was.
I always thought it looked kind of really difficult to use. It's like two trackpads. I don't know how that would work.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Imagine trying to play like a fighting game on it.
Yeah, it wouldn't work. You can't button back. There's no buttons.
You may think that at first, but you know, I feel the same way. Like, let's do something a little bit more simplified. When I got my Razer Naga, the mouse, it has 12 buttons on the side and then a bunch of other buttons. I just found out maybe a few weeks ago that it has two other buttons with the scroll. You can move it side to side. There's a lot of buttons on it, but you know what? After a while, as long as you just take the time to get used to it, you get used to it, and it becomes pretty second nature. But when I'm looking on the Razer website, you know, I'm looking at their other gear, see if they get new stuff. They always have that, like, that small little keypad, you know what I mean? It's like a gaming keypad.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, that looks so complicated. And maybe if you got used to it for a while, sure. That thing looks like a freaking Transformer, the way it looks. Crazy. It's like, what? Are you going to talk to me in my sleep?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Having a keyboard that talks to you, that
would
be the best.
I was going to get the Razer one. That would be the best, yeah. Like your best friend. The keyboard.
The keyboard.
Like, Liam, you sure you want to launch Call of Duty? There's much better games. Like, shut up, keyboard. Don't judge me. You're a robot. But anyway, yeah, Titanfall.
I was gonna get the.
Looks good.
Yeah, I was gonna get the Razer, but it's too small. Anyway,
it's really not. Whatever. All right, moving on.
So am I the only one that heard about the people make Titanfall got accused of like braving the press?
No? I want to hear this. You mentioned this briefly, but
I skim read it. I skim read it like a few days ago, but like obviously there was the whole fiasco about Xbox One was like a while ago was paying like YouTubers and people in the press to give not good reviews but no negative reviews. So basically they were only allowed to say good things or nothing at all, and they got paid for it. Anybody hear about that? No,
I did not.
You
did? I wish
not
I had.
Hear about that.
I would have definitely.
Oh, it was hilarious. I watched these guys on YouTube called the Super Best Friend Cast. Like, they're a bunch of, like, super best friends, and they didn't even get contacted by Xbox because they'd already said too much negative things. Like, literally, for, like, a week or something, the top video on Machinima was called Go Die Connect, and it was by them. And Xbox was paying all these YouTubers at the time, and they honestly had no idea about it, and they're, like, super famous YouTubers, which I was like, but there's a whole, like, thing where Respawn Studios or whatever they're called, the makers of Titanfall, have been accused of bribing the press by just like people like speculating, and apparently they got super angry about it because they hadn't, which is a shame. Well, I think it was just because so many people love the game right now.
Oh man, it's quite I mean, that would
I don't really see the problem. I mean, if you're a company could totally do that. If they want you to only say good things about their product, then that's all you can say. You know, basically, the fault doesn't lie with the company. Then it lies with the YouTuber. If they're going to, you know, lie to their subscribers and say they like the game, it's not really the company that's saying, you know, you have to like this game or you have to do a review on our game to, and then say you liked it. It's basically, you know, the YouTuber's like, all right, I want money, so I'm going to say I like this game, even if I don't.
See, I wouldn't mind that, though, because obviously, like, YouTubers is, like, a low, like, not, I was about to say, like, a low grade of, like, entertainment, but it's not, like, the highest level of entertainment you can get, so, like, obviously, they're going to take money where they need it, but it's just bad that Xbox kind of targeted that. It worries me more that gaming press, like, the people that we listen to for reviews, are going to give false reviews just because
isn't that like paid. Isn't like paid reviews IGN's mission statement? Like when every new I'm pretty sure it's IGN, I might be getting this wrong, so if I am, I'm sorry, but like when any new like Call of Duty game comes out, they're like 10 out of 10, it's the best Call of Duty ever, it's the best I've ever seen, there's so many good things, and it's like realistically Call of Duty year on year is really, you know, not that much different.
Yeah.
And like every year IGN just give it like a ridiculously awesome review, and it's, I don't know, it, I don't know whether it's IGN. If it's not, then, yeah, I don't know, but...
It's a sad state of affairs. Maybe we should make the Honest Review Club. Anybody want to write game reviews, send them our way. And then we'll judge you. I just, and like, it kind of sucks, because, like, obviously, like, say, like, obviously I've got friends who... I don't have friends that don't play games. I got a girlfriend who doesn't play games, okay? If she picked up a magazine one day and was like, today I take interest in games, and I was like, great. And she read a review that was like, Xbox One's the best console, there's no other console. I would be like, what? What are you reading? Like, but that's like the state of game reviews right now.
What is that's this like, crap? That's why Xbox like pay for that, because like for the uneducated like parents of the world who are wanting to buy their kids a video game console, they're going to look at like
their
the top
kids
magazines.
The best product. They're going
to exactly. Like, they're going to look at the reviews that have been paid to be good reviews and think, okay, I'll get that because it says so in the newspapers.
Makes me so sad.
Lucky kids. Mom just buys me little Bionicle toys. Piece of crap. What?
Damn it.
I got a dog toy for my birthday. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh man, you can't diss the party pig. The party pig's the best.
Party pig. Talking about pigs, you like pigs, Porch Egg. I'm going to segue into your super awesome Porch Egg thing. Tell us all about it. What is this?
Another slave for him to torture.
Not the nude calendar, the other thing.
Oh, right, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Not the nude calendar.
Okay. I'm so ready to do this. Okay, so. this is. A choose your own adventure story. If you're not familiar with them, it's like there's like used to do books where you'd read through a story and it'd say if you want to make choice A, turn to page 200. If you want to make choice B, turn to page 50. Mm-hmm. And you sort of go on and try and find
like Goosebumps.
Yeah, you try to find like the end of the book, and it was somewhere in the book, right? So I was me and my brother and my sister sort of do one every now and again just for the fun of it, and I was looking online and I found this one, and it is. It's just the best. I'm gonna read like the description and we'll get into it, right? And we'll the decisions as we go, okay? So it's called The Super Unknown's Jungle, which is, you know, a great name.
Okay.
Okay.
Super Unknown's Jungle. Okay.
Yeah. Instead of spending another vacation wasting away at home, you decide to head to the jungle. After getting there and finding your tour guide to be a bit eccentric, you start to have second thoughts. What mysteries lie in those? In this choose your own adventure story, I would like to note that when I wrote this at a more shall we say retarded age, so the language, writing, etc. is really, really bad. I would take it down, but surprisingly enough there are a ton of sites linking to it, so in the interest of history you can check it out, but be warned, click here to enter the jungle.
Okay,
now
is this like a Jumanji spin-off?
You guys want to follow along, because there's some fantastic images. If you want to look at them,
okay.
The images, or play the game for yourself, we'll put it in the description as well at the end of the video. But
yeah, make sure you
okay.
There.
Welcome to the jungle. Ever heard of that before? Follow the road carefully and don't stray too far off the path. There are many strange creatures and beasts that live in the jungle, like the Kookaloo bird and the Zippy cat. Beware of these animals.
What?
just
sorry, I'm gonna sit back from the microphone away. Give me a second.
Wait. The cuckoo bird. Description: strange feathered animal with a beak, two legs, and a furry tail. Means of escape: if a cuckoo bird attacks, immediately throw a rock in its direction to distract it, since they are very gullible. Run and leave no markings behind. Never attack a cuckoo bird. So throw a rock at it, but don't attack it. That's great advice.
Okay, good advice. Like it.
Notable characteristics: the cuckoo bird makes an unusual cuckoo sound. The reason is unknown, but many believe it does this before it attacks. A zippy cat. Description: a small fuzzy creature with an appetite for destruction. Heard that one too? These are in brackets. I don't understand why they're there. The animal may look innocent, but it is in fact very deadly. Means of escape: there is no way to escape the attack of a zippy cat. To prevent an attack, wear a cheese scent. And if you do, do not taunt it. It will attack you unless hungry or angry.
So I have to wear a cheese scent.
Yes, a cheese scent.
I
don't even know why.
In the presence of a zippy cat, and you make sure I smell of cheese.
Exactly, exactly. Notable characteristics. The zippy cat will perch in trees and watch for moving things below. The cat is silent and prefers to terrorize its prey in a game of cat and mouse. Now that you're prepared, enter the jungle.
Okay, so that was just setting us up. That was the introduction. It was just setting us up. Love it.
Getting used to the enemies. It is the best thing of
the story. Let's do it.
I'm so confused.
Okay. It seems that you've decided to enter the jungle region. I, the great white albino, will guide
you. Oh, come on.
I didn't even get to choose. I don't want to go in the jungle.
Just wait. We'll guide you through your first few choices, just so that you get to know me better. I was born in a small town in Indiana. Through my ages, I learned much about the jungle, mostly from experience. I am a reliable source, and you can trust most of my actions. Ready? I ask. Yes, let's go. You reply? Oh, so we're okay, never mind. And your journey into the jungle begins. You start out on a boat ride to take you to the heart of the jungle. Along the way, the great white albino helps you put on your cheese scent in case you run into a zippy cat. You continue on. The front of the raft is slightly underwater, not enough to do harm, but enough to slightly tilt the raft. Excellent. You're a brilliant use of information. Glad he told us that.
Okay, so am I right in assuming that we're going to completely bypass any zippy cat because we smell of cheese? There's no chance at all, because that description at the start told me.
I would certainly hope so.
I'm more worried about what a zippy cat is.
Well, obviously, it's an innocent-looking animal that is actually very deadly and...
But I'm terrified of cheese.
I'm going to beat that zippy cat senseless.
Guys, I think I want to leave the jungle now.
Hold on.
Why?
Because we got to meet the cuckoo bird and throw a rock at him. I've been listening. I'm listening intently. I'm, like, brushed up against my headset. I was about to say microphone.
Okay, like you're writing notes, keeping track of what's going on.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Like when you were playing Damned and you were too afraid to move away from the screen.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's going to be fine.
Oh man, okay. Night falls and you plan to sleep. The great white albino who's used to the sounds of the jungle falls to sleep easily. You, on the other hand, struggle and stay up most of the night.
You're damn finally, right I struggle.
Finally, you fall asleep. You hear a loud boom and look around. It's morning now, and your raft has hit the land to the side of the river. You look around again, but your trusty guide is nowhere to be seen. You can either wait for him to see if he shows up, or you can go out on your own.
Well, what are the options?
Would you like to wait? Are we going to wait for the great white albino, or are we going to move out on our own?
We got to move out on our own. He's probably being
beaten
by a cuckoo
bird. Wait. We can't just leave. What are we going to do? We're not going to leave.
Yeah, he's a reliable source. You can trust most of his actions, he said beforehand. Through the ages, he's learned much about the jungle.
But, then again, he's an albino that moved to the jungle. Like, that's just bad for your health. You should have just stayed indoors. So, I don't trust him. I don't think he's a liar. We're going to move out on our own.
Well, what did you say, Will?
Wait. If we're moving out on our own, we need a plan. This is ludicrous.
Our plan is to move out on our own and kill the cuckoo bird with a rock.
Oh, I'm scared!
Okay. Moving out of run. I'm moving into uncharted territory because I made the decision the first time to do something else. Okay? You ready for this?
Yep.
You have decided to go out on your own. You
remember I didn't decide shit! Oh,
you remember that you should stay on the paths to avoid contact with anything. After walking around a bit, you see a small pond. You look in the water and see your reflection. You begin to smile as you realize that everything's all right. Behind your reflection, you see a huge shadow in the water.
It's game over. We're done for.
You look around and see a monkey behind you. What the? You scream. The monkey stares at you while bouncing from tree to tree, stands in front of you and then proclaims, "Hello, I am a coconut monkey." Or, "I am coconut monkey," rather. "Hey," you reply, and walk away hastily.
Right. I'm sprinting. I'm gone. Gone with the wind. See ya.
The monkey begins to follow you. You run farther, and then you see what appears to be a human shape. What do? You can either go and talk to it or stay back with the coconut monkey.
Drop the gloves and get ready to fight. Go into this hockey style. Knock his teeth out. Get rid of the coconut monkey, and then beat up... Well, that's probably the white lord albino, or whatever.
Great white albino.
Yeah, it's probably him. Let's go visit him.
Our choices are to go and see what it is, or to stay back with coconut monkey.
Okay, I'll give this one to Will, okay? Because I made the last decision, right?
I can't make choices.
I've got the feeling that Will wants to talk to the coconut monkey.
Let's see.
Shadowy figure, come on.
Well, when all else fails, a human-like shadowy figure can always be Bigfoot.
Or the
which
devil.
Is 10 times worse than a coconut monkey. But then, this coconut monkey is coconut. It's crazy. Probably.
And I hate coconut. He can also talk. You're not forgetting that.
He can talk, the coconut monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, "I am a coconut monkey." Like, yeah. Unless that's all he can say. Yeah, he's like a Pokemon. He can only say, "I am," and his own name. Ask him a question.
With the unknown. Let's go to the stranger.
Okay. I want to see what it is.
Kids don't
You decided to see what it is.
We're dead.
You woke up to it and you died. No. You walk up to it and see the great white albino.
Ah,
nailed it.
Yeah.
"Where'd you go?" you ask him. "I went to find us some food. You haven't seen any coconuts, have you?" he asks, holding half a coconut in his hand. No. "I don't think so," you reply, with thoughts of the monkey in your head. On with the journey you go. We don't have a choice here, we just have to continue.
Aww.
Okay.
That coconut monkey. We would have been eaten, man. Would have been game over.
Fill his blood.
Okay. You find a good place to stop. The great white albino instructs you to sit down. He hands you a coconut, then pulls out a hammer and a screwdriver from his backpack. "Watch me carefully," he states. Your guide takes the screwdriver and points it into the coconut. He hits the screwdriver with the hammer and pokes 2 holes in it. He then puts it to his mouth and drinks the milk through one of the holes. "Here," he says, and hands you the tools. You try and crack your first coconut in half, spilling the milk and coconut shells everywhere.
Great
try
job, again. Loser.
You try again and get the holes made. You immediately spit out the coconut milk. The taste is very sour. It is clear it has little specks in it. Oh. It is clear and has little specks in it. Coconut milk's actually kind of nice. I don't know that either of you ever had it.
But... I have had it. It's really tasty, but does it have little specks in it?
Apparently it does. The little specks could be anything.
Oh.
"Do I have to drink this crap?" you yell at the great white albino. "Yes. It's all you'll be drinking in the jungle. You better get used to it," he replies calmly. Disgruntled, you drink the milk and eat the coconut. You and your guide walk on for about an hour or two, stop, have a few more coconuts, and then continue on again, this time for about 4 hours. We will settle here for the night. You and the great white albino sleep. A sound wakes you up in the middle of the night. You look around, but nothing is to be seen. You hear the great white albino murmur something like, "Albino animal sleep." But you can't really make it out. Back to sleep you go. That was weird. I'm just going to go back to sleep again. I'm not even going to... Okay. The sound wakes you up again. What could that be, you wonder? You look around you, and before you is something nestling in the ground. You look over to it, and it's a groundhog. You ask it what it's doing, but it ignores you. You keep trying to find out, but the groundhog won't pay any attention to you. Son of a bitch. You try to wake up the great white albino, but he rolls over and continues to sleep. Annoyed at the groundhog, you throw a rock at it. Oh, I don't know you're supposed to throw a rock at cuckoo birds. God.
Oh, you messed up.
Oh, guy.
I mean, I messed up. Why did I throw that rock? I was saving it for the mighty cuckoo bird.
God. Yeah, jeez. It's only rock. Oh, okay. The groundhog makes one look at you and then starts towards you with a mad dash.
Oh,
you search your pockets
no.
and scratch the ground for defense. You find a rock, your pocket knife. or you can just run. What will you do?
Stab it.
Find out after our next commercial break.
Dun, 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 dun!
No, but really, commercial break.
Cheese bowl, cheese bowl, cheese bowl. Do you like Minecraft? Do you like PvP? Do you like sports arenas? Then you'll like Cheese Bowl, coming soon. Make sure to check out all the My Downtime channels on the My Downtime, My Downtime. Type in My Downtime on YouTube and watch all of the YouTubers on the My Downtime server. Also, check out the subreddit at www.reddit.com/r/MyDowntime.
Welcome back!
Yay, we're back!
What a great ad break. I can't wait to see what I put in there.
Yeah, I will definitely buy and or experience the thing that was in that advert because it was so thrilling.
And or experience.
Are your undergarments tight? Mine's are. Let's continue with the story.
Okay.
Scared.
For the sake of you two, I'm just going to quickly recap. We're sleeping and
albino white guy.
Yeah, we woke up and there was a groundhog and he's annoyed and he started to madly dash towards us. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And we look on the ground for our defense. We find a rock, a pocket knife, or we can just run. So we have three choices. We can fight the groundhog with a rock.
Right.
We can fight him with the corkscrew of my pocket knife.
Why
I don't know why
you
wouldn't
screw?
Fight with. Yeah, why wouldn't you fight him with
a
knife?
Pocket knife.
Well, I'm having problems here because obviously before we went out on this adventure, we were only told about two animals being in this forest.
And there's a groundhog. How do we deal with that? We weren't told about the groundhog.
It's obviously not the rock.
Or we can run away. Or we can just run away.
We should definitely run away because what if he's some kind of sacred groundhog or something?
I know.
But then we'll get lost in the night.
He's not a bottle of wine, so I'm not going to use a corkscrew on him.
How do you know what he does in his spare time? You don't know him.
I'm tempted to take the risk and just corkscrew him right in his eyeballs. But then running away does sound appealing in case he's, like, vicious.
What if he's a holy groundhog? You're not even...
We're in the jungle. Nobody's going to miss him.
Those jungle people, man. Let me tell you. You mess with the wrong one.
I didn't run into... I think we should corkscrew him.
I think we should run.
Screw that guy.
Orchek, what do you think?
I've played this before. I don't know. It's up to you guys. It's up to you guys. You need to decide between yourselves.
Liam, we better run for it.
We're never going to agree on this. I think the corkscrew is the better option. We should open him up like a bottle of bloody wine.
Okay, well decided last time, so we'll let you decide.
No! Liam, think about it. Think about it. Holy groundhog, millions of people angry at us. What if that's our guide's pet? We're screwed.
If it's our guide's pet, then that's what he gets for not introducing us to it.
Okay, so we're corkscrewing him then.
Our demise.
We're corkscrewing him. Screw that guy. Screw the rules. Let's
kill
him.
It's game over.
Okay. I'll fight him with the corkscrew of my pocket knife. You put the corkscrew on your pocket knife and give it one gracious throw. Okay.
Throw it?
You
no!
I was
going to
say.
God damn.
You don't jam it into his eye or anything. Just graciously throw it.
Game over.
You nailed the groundhog. He flies about 2 feet from where he was, from a gracious throw, bear in mind. He must be really strong.
Yeah.
And yells, 6 months bad weather!
Oh, no!
That's terrible.
I should have known.
Not 6 months bad weather. Okay. Surprised, you leave the scene and head back to sleep.
Wait, did the groundhog yell that?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's with all the talking animals?
Like
I don't know, man.
I think he's working with coconut monkeys.
Look what you did! He was a holy groundhog!
Just wait.
Okay.
Surprised, you leave the scene and head back to sleep. During the night, you feel a fuzzy critter at your toes. It's a little bit heavy, and the experience tickles a bit. You look down to your feet, only to see the groundhog. You look around and see 50 groundhogs.
Look what you did!
Just,
this is your fault!
To be honest, I was expecting to be like, you felt a fuzzy thing at your feet, and then like you look down and it's like Ned Flanders or something. That would have been scary. 50 Ned Flanders. Can we just replace the word groundhog with Ned Flanders, please?
That'd be fantastic. You can do that in editing.
Okay, right, I'll do that.
I'll do that. Just go ahead.
Groundhog Ned Flanders. Okay.
You get up and run, but everywhere you go, a
Ned Flanders
bites your foot. You threaten to pull out your corkscrew on them, but then one
Ned Flanders
steps up. He is missing one arm. In his hand, he is holding a bloody pocket knife. "Here's 6 months bad weather to you," he says, hurling the pocket knife straight towards you, striking you in the toenail. You quickly lose consciousness, have a cardiac arrest, collapsed lung, and have a tingling in your left arm. Bit by bit, you die. Groundhogs are friendly,
we're
but only if you're friendly to them.
Damn it, Ned. What the hell?
I told you!
The adventure's over.
That was amazing. Well, what a fantastic segment of the podcast that was.
Can we find out what would have happened?
No, we don't have enough time for that. Maybe next episode.
If you want to find out, you can go to the link in the description and play the game for yourself. It's not very big. But yeah, the drawings as well are fantastic. It's like on the Groundhog page, it's like a gif of a groundhog at the bottom who's slowly blinking.
Wow. Let's make sure to send them to mydowncast@gmail.com. Am I right?
Yes, you are correct.
That's to mydowncast@gmail.com.
Mydowncast@gmail.com.
Oh crap, I'll edit it. I'll edit it. Mydowncast@gmail.com. Don't worry.
Mydowncast@gmail.com. No caps.
Okay, guys, next topic. Let's rattle them off because, you know, that one's going to be hard to follow. I don't want to be the guy who brings up the next thing to talk about.
Great. Let's get some Minecraft related news in here.
Yeah, let's do it.
So,
on the topic of Minecraft and my downtime, we have lots of new members.
Let's list them.
Wait, we do?
Let's list everybody. There's quite a few. So
I think we have a lot less members since the last time.
Well,
list our current members. Do it.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got Admin Augie, also known as Admin Augie. I think that's his only name. Wastel. We've got Bandol. Cheese Fund, Master Cheese Fund here.
Hey.
We've got a new guy from our old server. Oh, whoops, hit my mic, very sorry. From Oceans of Sea, Kirk. We have Nero, Respawnosaurus, Sam, SCP Games.
Ned Flanders.
Well, she's kind of AFK as of late.
Actually, Sandra's off. Sandra's
is she off? Oh, okay.
I'll edit that bit out.
Yeah, oh dear.
I just put Ned Flanders. Ned Flanders? Oh, Ned Flanders is off.
We've got Jay, otherwise known as SGM, Solgo, TC Hammer, the Wooha, Bish, and Jay? I already said Jay. Will, Night Drain.
Hi.
You're both American. You're pretty much
the same. Yourself?
Sorry.
Poor Jag.
Oh, yeah, and me. Of course, me. Everyone knows about me, though. You don't have to know about Amon, so it's fine.
If you don't know about him, he has a nude calendar coming out in 2015. Confirmed.
Oi.
It's going to be good. It's going to be a good one.
Are you going to be charging for that?
Yeah, it's going to cost money.
Yeah, of course, pre-purchases are available. Just go to .com and
if you want any other information on that, don't be afraid to email us at mydowncast@gmail.com. Poor Chegg will write back to you and maybe give you a sample.
I'll reply to all the emails.
Yeah, he replies to every email he gets. How many emails you got?
What, like three?
Yeah! Sweet. Oh, what a day it's been.
And they're all from Gmail.
Good.
Welcome to Gmail. Welcome to the
extremely exciting offices of my downtime where we get three emails all from Google saying, "Oh, look at all the emails you got." That's what you meant to say.
Fantastic. Yeah,
so in the interest of keeping it Minecraft related, you guys notice any zombies walking around with eggs? Anybody? Because I have. Yeah. I was going on a little caving adventure the other day. And turned the corner. I was about to go AFK, too, because I was going to fall down a stream. Wanted to go pick up something off the floor right next to me. So I turn away, and all of a sudden, I hear it. And it's the sound of, like, 50 zombies laughing at me. Lord. Just they're laughing at me because they're all standing at the bottom of this little waterway in the cave, holding eggs.
Were they like planning to egg your house or something like that? They're like ruffians, the youths of my dead.
They didn't despawn, so they were there like since whenever. I don't know.
That's just kind of a big problem.
Yeah, however long the chunks were loaded. But wait, there's more. So I got really annoyed, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to dump a bucket of lava all over you guys. And I thought that was that. However, as I continued to explore the cave, I found at least over 1,000 zombies holding eggs.
1,000?
Over.
1,000. Are you sure it was 1,000?
Yeah. Yeah, because I found, less than 1,000. I found like groups of 50 at least 6 or 7 times. It was 50 or more. Yeah. So maybe if it was less than 1,000. Sure, it was exaggerated, but it was in the high hundreds. That is for sure.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me and Kirk. We were like caving, and we just got like it was like a horde. It's kind of cool in a sense that it is basically a horde all at once because they won't despawn ever, and they all attack you at once when you go near them. But it is kind of a problem. Like for those of you who don't know, the way it happens is there's like a chance that baby zombies can spawn on chickens and be like chicken jockeys, and the chickens obviously lay eggs, and then all the zombies that can pick up stuff pick up the eggs, and they don't despawn, and it is. They need to sort of fix it. I don't know, maybe change it so that zombies can never pick up eggs or something like that.
Or
I don't know.
They should change it so it's a different item that stops zombies from despawning, so you can control it. Yeah.
It would probably just be better to make it so that they can't pick up eggs.
No, because like if you switched it, okay, I'm gonna segue onto my topic here. If you kept it so that it was an item you could give a zombie so you wouldn't despawn, you could have a room full of controlled zombies and unleash them upon your foes.
That'd be a great idea for it. Is there like, I don't know, how would you implement that into a game room? Like, sort of way,
there
you know?
Was some sort of gaming event of history and magic future power that would host such events where you could throw hordes of zombies at your foes. Oh. Could there be one coming soon? I don't know. Have you guys heard anything?
Perhaps a bowl of some sort?
Yeah.
With the cheese? Like an upside down bowl? With cheese? We're making a short... this has went on for too long. I'm going to make a giant arena called the Cheese Bowl. And it's going to host all sorts of PvP events on the My Downtime server. We're going to have like a big kick-ass screen for doing like... I've been doing channel spotlights on my channel. That sounds weird. Spotlighting channels on my channel. And they're going to be on the big screen for when the big events come. And we're going to like do proper cool funky game modes that have never been done before. Maybe.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's
gonna maybe. We even have notice that maybe at the end.
Maybe. Like, no, just, it'll be like, it's going to be the biggest gaming event of the century, maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe.
But it's actually going to be pretty cool. Like, the bowl itself is gigantic. It is absolutely huge.
And tune on my channel to see it in the future, being built step by step, not step by step. But you can see it get built. You can see the final product in the future. Right now, it's all secretive of how big it is, but it's pretty big.
Mm. And you also used a pretty cool trick with trees and bedrock to achieve some nice results.
So it's all built awesome. Legit as well. Like we're playing in survival mode. It's a kind of our jam, playing the survival. Yeah. So everything is collected and built with hands. Minecraft hands, and we've managed to get rid of bedrock, so we like the survival server with an endless pit. It's going to be horrific.
Speaking horrific. Of trees,
that terrific was the word.
Speaking of trees, right? There's a certain someone of a name that strikes just happiness in the hearts of thousands who is playing a tree-like creature in a new movie called Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh,
you can applaud for that segue,
that
by the way, because
be?
It's fantastic. that person's Vin Diesel.
Oh,
it's that time of the show again. Everyone's favorite time. It's time for Vin Diesel news.
Everybody's
really need like
favorite.
A little musical sting for that.
I feel like we do, yeah.
Vin
Diesel. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything there.
The
but we should make
everyone tunes in for this podcast for is the Vin Diesel news. Jumpers. He's in this awesome looking film called Guardians of the Galaxy. He's a tree man. He's not Dumbledore. Unfortunately.
No,
if
not Dumbledore.
Vin Diesel was in any film that he's not in, I'd want him to be Dumbledore, wouldn't you?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, that is his perfect role. It's his role, the role he was born to do, I feel.
Okay, I'm going to ignore Night Reign for a second, because I bet he's not even seen the trailer. So, Portia, what did you think of the trailer?
Wait, what are we talking about?
It's a movie called Guardians of the Galaxy. No. It's like a Marvel sort of superhero. It's kind of like it's like a different group of people who save the world, or the galaxy, as it would be.
And Vin Diesel's?
Yeah, Vin Diesel is the voice of a character called... Oh, what's his
Groot.
Name? Groot, that's it. And yeah, it's got like... It looks really, really awesome, I've got to say. It looks like it's sort of more lighthearted than some of the more darker, serious superhero movies as of late. But I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to definitely be a contrast to Batman, since it's actually got a raccoon in it that shoots guns. Which is pretty badass.
Of course.
Main selling point of the movie, Rocket Raccoon. It's going to be awesome.
Has raccoon with guns. I'm sold. So
yeah.
No movie has ever filled my needs for raccoon with guns before, and this one, when it came along, was just like, finally, my movie needs are, you know, fulfilled.
Yeah, if only the Chronicles of Riddick had a raccoon with a gun. Vin Diesel, everybody. What do you think about this film? Are you for it? Do you want it to be shut down? Do you think it's against God?
What? How is it against God?
Oh dear.
Well, I don't think I want to see this movie now that you guys are talking about it.
Well, I honestly know nothing about what the story's going to be about. In the trailer, he tries to beat up this big bald dude because he stole his headphones. It looks like Indiana Jones in space, from what I can tell. I don't know a lot about Guardians of the Galaxy, but the one thing that I'm freaking annoyed about, okay, is that I can understand they're going to go for, like, the lighthearted Marvel movie in contrast to, like, the Dark Knight DC movie. But I just wish that they'd do, like, a gritty Marvel movie that's, like, badass instead of just a, hey, everybody, look at the Guardians of the Galaxy. Aren't they a funny bunch of people?
Well, they tried that with Spider-Man 3, and it was a terrible, terrible, terrible disaster.
They did it badly, though. Just bring back the Punisher. Just make him, like, punish people, and you just have a movie. Just, like, loads of scenes of the Punisher just, like, beating up dickbags and just, like, slapping them about the place. I'd watch that. But instead they always go for, like, look at the funnies, which I like, but I just want to see them do something else. It's annoying me, man. It's annoying me. Why can't the raccoon be, like, a tiger? I know he's not a tiger.
The question that arises for me is, why is the raccoon wearing headphones?
He's not.
Oh.
It's the Indiana Jones type character that's going to beat the guy. Okay, there's five of them, right? One of them is a wrestler, acted by a wrestler.
Which wrestler?
I don't know wrestling, man. Cut me some slack. He's called, like, a Roomba.
I don't know.
No, it's not called a Roomba.
If you're going to say, like, Rey Mysterio or The Big Show or something, I would be like,
Crap, what's the wrestler called? Yeah, I'm just going to keep listing off the different types of people while Porsche Googles that. Go on, Porsche, what wrestler is it?
What? The wrestler...
Go on, Google, frankly. There's a woman who's green, which is also fantastic. There's the Indiana Jones type character who wants his headphones back. There's Groot, which is a giant tree played by Vin Diesel, who's all I care about, really. And then there's Rocket Raccoon, who's a tiny raccoon that steals cars, apparently.
the wrestler, who I just remembered a second, is called Dave Bautista.
Yeah, Bautista, that's the wrestler.
Oh, Bautista!
Yeah.
You probably recognize him if you don't know...
Who does he play as? He plays like a wrestler type character?
No, he plays like this big guy whose family got murdered or something. He's like a big scary looking guy. He looks like God of War.
Let me get this straight. Is this a cartoon or is this an actual, like,
live action guy? A Hollywood movie, like Avengers.
It's live action, but like there's CGI for obviously.
Because we're in the future.
Character.
Yeah, welcome.
I gotta look up a trailer for this. I'm sorry, but this sounds like the worst movie I've ever heard.
It looks really good.
It really
good.
Does, man.
And
awesome.
Like the music in the trailer is perfect as well. Hype me up.
The way you guys are describing it is terrible.
Well, we're not.
Well, you don't watch movies, man. You don't get an opinion in this. I made a Pirates of the Caribbean reference, so you didn't even get it.
Yeah, didn't even get it.
Damn guy.
Wait, what did you say?
Pirates of the Caribbean reference.
I saw all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
But you didn't get the reference, Will. That's all that matters.
What was the reference?
So what anime have you been watching this week, Will?
Wait, what was the reference?
Why is the rum gone? Why is the rum always gone?
I don't remember that part.
Oh my god, it's like it's one of the more famous lines in the movie.
Okay.
He gets washed up on the island with the what's her face, and all the rum is dead gone. And he's like, "Why is the rum gone? Why is the rum always gone?" He's really nice. Shut up, Will. Nobody cares. Jesus Christ.
Okay, so on to something important. The anime of the
week. Oh, yeah, it's so important. Okay, I'm ready for this. Let's do it.
Let's call it the week. So, I actually finished a few anime. I started a couple, and I finished like two or three, which, you know, they were really good. Nothing that...
Sorry, can I just say before you go into this, as a sort of preface to what you're about to say, as of this moment, when we're recording this, Will has watched... How many? Hold on, I'm going to scroll down your anime list for a second. 172 different animes.
Yeah!
Continue.
Over 63 days of anime watched. Within a year, too. I just started in a year, so.
It's quite
a little, shabby, though. I mean, a year hasn't passed yet. Anyway, so I finished a few. None of them are really ones that are like shown in action that no one would really be interested in, really, to be honest, I'd imagine. But the one I'm watching right now, apparently it's a great anime. I don't know. It's got 720 something episodes. It's called Detective Conan.
Oh, right, Detective Conan.
So basically it's like a high schooler detective gets turned into a little kid in several means, and then he tries to hide his child identity so that he doesn't get murdered by the people who turned him into a kid. And basically the whole story is him trying to solve mysteries and murders and all sorts of cases. And it's quite interesting. I don't like how he's a child throughout the whole one. I wish he was a little older. Like he's only like about 8 when the series begins. And then 700 something episodes later, he's only 9. Like, how is that possible?
Well, Pokemon managed to stay with Flash yeah. like 40 years or however long it's been going on for.
I mean, at least he aged like 3 or 4 times, Ash.
No, according to official canon, Ash is 10 still. He had, throughout the course of the show, I don't know why I know this, throughout the course of the show, he's had 2 birthdays on air, both when he was turning 11, and they ignored them completely for the canon. So, yeah, he's still 10.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, although actually, in the new Pokemon series, Black and White, he looks older. He looks like he's actually like a teenager now.
He's like, ugh.
I've been smoking for 31 years.
You know, this used to be fun. I used to be somebody. And Pikachu's just like, Pikachu.
I've got them all twice, goddammit.
He can't afford to pay the rent for all his pets. He's just like, he's like got no room. He's living in like a tiny apartment trying to hide like 6 billion Pokemon from his landlord. Because he's not allowed pets. He's like, I got them all. What have I got to show for it? Nothing. I got nothing. Man, I want to see that someday, please.
I'd watch that.
Animate an episode where Ash is like 87, and yeah.
Or you could do it in like you know the comic Batman Returns, where Batman's like a 60 or like Bruce Wayne's 60 years old, and he has to come back to fight crime because of like big bad stuff's going on. It should be like that. Like Ash Ketchum returns, but he's just like an old guy, and he's just, yeah.
And by that time, there's like 600,000,000,000 more Pokemon.
That's not his last name. His last name is clearly, his full name is clearly Bruce Affleck. Come on.
What? Who the hell? Oh, Bruce Affleck. Okay.
Right.
You're talking about Ash Ketchum for a second. I was like, no, he's not.
No, I'm talking about Bruce Affleck.
Oh, man, yeah.
Have you seen some of the memes? They're great. They are hilarious. Even though I think Ben Affleck, well, I think he's gonna end up playing a decent Batman.
He's got the chin for it, definitely.
That's what the memes are about. It's so funny. He'll have like the full Batman suit on, and then his beard will just be coming out of it. It's hilarious.
Ben Affleck has a beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm behind on times. I'm just thinking his chin. He's got a very square chin.
He does have a bum chin though.
So, whatever. Jeez, don't be racist about it.
Yeah, calm down, poor Jake.
I'm not saying it was bad, I'm just, you know, pointing that out.
You're just saying, like, he likes food, chin. But you don't like his chin. What?
That is exactly what I'm... No.
You like his food, yes. But you don't like his chin. What about his acting, though? That's the question, poor Jake. Stop talking about Ben Affleck's cooking. Just tell me what you think about me and Batman. Why do you get so off topic?
Oh man, honestly, I don't think it's going to be that bad. As bad as people are saying it's going to be.
Nor do I.
I don't care. Batman's a nerd. Come at me. Spider-Man's where it's at. Where's Spider-Man 2? Can't wait for that one.
Yeah, but guess what? Spider-Man wasn't in the Avengers, and he never will be.
He was in the Spider-Man Avengers. Spider-Man isn't an Avenger. He is an Avenger.
Yeah, Spider-Man is an Avenger, but Sony owned the rights to Spider-Man, and they're going to keep churning out movies because it keeps making so much money.
Oh,
and because
the devil. I hate that guy.
I know, it's so stupid. But like, he's never going to be in the Avengers because Sony is never going to give up the rights.
Give them up. So. Please.
It's like, as well, it's the kind of the problem that, like, because Marvel wanted to make a Justice League movie, but they don't own the rights to enough characters. Like, the company they want to make, I can't remember who it is, they don't own the rights to enough of the Marvel characters, so they're having to go with people like Ant-Man and Aquaman that nobody care about, and I just don't know how they're going to do the movie.
I am excited for Ant-Man.
Wait, is Aquaman? Aquaman's DC. Aquaman's not Marvel. I'm very sorry.
Ant-Man's going to be made by the guy who made Shaun of the Dead, so I'm expecting funny things from that as well.
Alright.
Are we running low on time?
Yeah, we should probably wrap it up.
Okay.
I guess. It's a bit double to thank you for watching Bojeg Night Drain Cheese Fund.
I'm so glad we finished the podcast. We can turn our normal voices again.
I'm not going to try. You guys making a mockery to people with an accent like that? I'm not going to do it.
Go on, Will. Put on your natural Mexican accent.
What? What?
Hello.
So if you didn't know Will's Mexican, just finish the show with that.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Totally not, right, but okay. Before we finish the show, just awkwardly with Portugal and Night Train Mexican, let's go over a few things. Okay. My downtime, we are recruiting. We went over that. We're just bringing it back up again.
You can, just because tacos isn't
experience. You shut up. I'm trying to tell everyone things. You can apply for the server. There'll be links in the show notes on my YouTube channel, in the description. If you want to email us about any information, feel free to do that at mydowncast@gmail.com. Also, any questions, we'd answer them on the show if you have any questions. We'd love to make a segment out of that. But Gmail, unfortunately, don't email us questions because they just want to promote their brand. Okay? Also, thanks for watching. There we go. I think
thanks
that's
for
it.
Watching.
Is there anything else we should push?
Like fajitas.
Oh, man. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.